Hello out there to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Klaus. My short take is, the animated feature Klaus cleverly and adorably postulates the origins of the Santa Claus story. Who should watch? Any age, though there are Looney Tunes-level scenes of violence and some images no scarier than the chef scene in The Little Mermaid, they're all played for laughs, even the littlest can enjoy. My long take. I do not believe in coincidence, and I do not believe the writer-director of Klaus, Sergio Pablos, who also lends his voice to two of the more caricature cast members, Pumpkin and Olaf, does either. I think that everything happens for a reason, as directed by the divine hand of our creator. The story Mr. Pablos has lovingly crafted during the last 2.5 years addresses one possible explanation of the origins of the Santa Claus story and demonstrates this purpose-driven theory beautifully. Klaus is one of 5 contenders for the Best Animated Feature Film Oscar. The others are Toy Story 4, which I have a review of on my blog, Missing Link, I Lost My Body, and How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. I think Klaus should be the hands-down winner. Now the next are spoilers, though I put in as few as I could. The premise, without giving too much away, is about a spoiled little rich man who is forced to cope on the island of Smeerensburg in the outer reaches of the North, among members of 2 feuding families who have made their community a generational war zone. The name Smeerensburg was chosen by Pablos, the director, adopted from a real city on the outskirts of the northern frontier with the name of Smeerenburg, without the middle S, which actually no longer exists, so is, in a way, Smeerensburg is, in a way, itself now a myth. While the violence is played for laughs, the oppressive grayscale, deliberately sharp, intimidating, ubiquitous icicle motifs, angular houses, and angry denizens make the point. This is not a place you want to stay. But unlike I Lost My Body, which is about a severed hand trying and ultimately failing to reunite with the young man from whom it was cut, Klaus is not unrelentingly grim, dark, and navel-meditatingly introspective. Klaus is funny, as animated films really should be. While there is a modicum of slapstick, the humor is mostly from the way people can be amusing just in interacting with each other. The writing in Klaus is warm, smart, and clever, creating distinctive personalities amongst the cartoon creations. Klaus gives us a likable, interesting people, unlike one of the other Oscar contenders in Abominable Missing Link, which latter movie unsuccessfully relied upon star power and improv to write their failed scripts. Klaus is often amusingly unrealistic, especially as Jesper confronts obstacles and, of course, survives things that flesh and blood humans beings would not. But much like the old Bugs Bunny shows, it establishes and follows its own universal rules while tweaking real-world ones. Missing Link, on the other hand, as a contrasting example, is all over the place, placing characters in jeopardy one moment, then having them come away unscathed from other worse events. Klaus, like any good fairy tale, has an ennobling theme repeated several times, which is, a true act of goodwill always sparks another. As the movie plays out, the meaning of this phrase expresses itself more deeply, how great good can come from the most unlikely situations, even in the serendipitous meeting between one man suffering from deep grief and another so myopically selfish he cannot see the good he is accomplishing, albeit from the wrong reasons. The animation, while not 100% state-of-the-art, is solid and updated 2D, often clever and delightfully detailed, reminiscent of the artful Anastasia. In contrast, for example, one of the other Oscar contenders, How to Train Your Dragon, has some truly gorgeous visuals, and the main characters are as endearing as they were in the first 2 Train Your Dragon movies, but the plot to Dragon is thin and really just a slightly mixed rehash of ground already covered. Also, Dragon's story is far too padded with superfluous characters inserted for laughs, but who just come across as obnoxious. What Klaus, on the other hand, lacks in cutting-edge visuals, it more than makes up for in well-developed characters and a subtly intricate plot. Jason Schwartzman's Jesper reminds me a lot of David Spade's cocky, cynical, hip Kuzo from The Emperor's New Groove. Like Kuzco, Jesper languishes in prolonged adolescence as an unchallenged, indulged youth, but who comes into his own and becomes a mensch in discovering previously untapped and unsuspected wells of determination, ingenuity, and altruism. The soundtrack is light and lovely, and although not a musical, is sprinkled throughout with catchy background tunes intended to reflect the mood of the moment. Klaus, the character, is voiced by J.K. Simmons, who stole scenes as the loud, blustery editor in the old Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. The wonderful Joan Cusack, sister to and often co-star with John Cusack, her brother, brings ever-angry Mrs. Crum, reminding me a bit of a female Yosemite Sam, to life. She is an actress who has graced many lovely movies like Instant Family, of which I have a review on my blog, Raising Helen, The First Toy Stories, and Martian Child. I do not believe I have ever seen a movie with her in it that I did not at least enjoy her performance. Will Sasso, who has been a guest star on The Orville, for which I have a review on my blog, is the cluelessly combative Mr. Ellingbow. Rashida Jones from Tag, again, I have a review and for Tag, and Cumberbatch's Grinch, which Miss Rashida Jones is also in, and for which I also have a review on my blog, plays Alva, the poster child for demoralized teachers, a young woman who idealistically arrived in Smearensburg 5 years before and has been selling fish to earn enough money to get the heck out of there ever since. Unlike the devastating betrayal of Toy Story 4, again, see my blog post for that, which squandered a deep well of talent, creativity, and fandom to put an ignominious end to the entire Toy Story franchise, Klaus gives us a story of altruism and family with a theme repeated often: a true act of goodwill always sparks another. This is a much better theme than Toy Story 4's pathetic rationalization for men who abandon their families and responsibilities for the shallow pursuit of their own selfish desires in order to follow their heart, gag me with a spoon. Klaus, in contrast, harkens back to It's a Wonderful Life, where one man dying to himself instead of indulging himself every day can impact so many lives, even if they do not anticipate or understand what they are doing, even while it is happening. So, while other films may have much more money, tech, star power, or a franchise to back them up, Klaus more than outshines them all in superlative storytelling, characterization, theme, heart, and true acts of goodwill. Regardless of whether Oscar recognizes this or not, Klaus is the true winner. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled with an I, .com. And take it from a homeschool mom. Education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from an animated movie, even for adults, when it is well written, with heart and a soulful theme of goodwill.